It's that time of the show where I have a quick chat with 4CA Breakfast host Murray Jones. Muzz, you've been in the far north for a wee while. I just wanted to share with you, I had a really interesting chat with a mate who has worked in the tourism industry for a long time, and we were just chatting, hadn't spoken to him for a while, and he said to me that he's planning to leave Cairns for good. And I said, why? What? You've been here forever. What do you mean you want to leave Cairns? And he said, because it's getting too busy.
Too busy? What, in tourism?
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
I thought that would be a good thing, given his line of work. But no, he just said, just in general, he just said, Cairns is just not the place that I moved to. It feels there's too much hustle and bustle, too many people, the traffic, et cetera, et cetera. So I just thought that was very interesting. We've got so many people saying they wish it was busier, they wish it was bigger, you know, it's a thriving economy, all of that stuff, where, I don't know, it just made me think. Certainly, as I drive in from the northern beaches each morning, doing the school run in peak hour, it's an absolute slow crawl. I don't know. Are we losing the vibe, the reason that we love Cairns in the first place?
Look, you know, and I can understand their frustration, but I mean, but when you're stuck in the traffic, look out. I mean, at the end of the day, look at the hills, the sea that we've got. Even watching the planes arriving goes exciting as well. I mean, but at least you generally keep moving. I mean, imagine being stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic and go, you know, it takes you half an hour to go a kilometre in places like Sydney and Melbourne. But look, you know, I spent a couple of hours in Port Douglas on the weekend just gone. It was just such a gorgeous day. It was good to get back up there again. Saw some familiar faces I hadn't seen for a long time. But, you know, the Port Douglas you see today is so different to the Port Douglas I first moved to probably about 25 or 26 years ago, maybe even longer now, might have been 27 years ago. You know, there was nowhere near the vibe, nowhere near the, you know, I guess the number of shops, the number of people around. You know, things change over time. So I think, you know, it's inevitable. It's good for maybe places like Cooktown, who, you know, have always been like a little bit too far away, a little bit too far flung. But I was there a few weeks ago for Cardiac Challenge, and I tell you what, it's a booming little town these days. There's a lot going on. So I guess those vibes possibly move out to other areas as well. But as you know, we're also hemmed in between the reef and the rainforest. I think, and you've talked about this, you know, with respect to housing.
That's right.
And the fact that we really don't have a big area to expand to. So in a lot of ways, I still reckon we're doing it pretty good.
Well, let me pick you up on the traffic situation that you just talked about there. You said it's all, you know, roses and honeybees, but your show, the breakfast show, starts at 5:30 a.m. right? So your run into town from the northern beaches where you live is pretty damn smooth sailing. Mugs like me have got two kids in the back traveling in. I think we leave Holloway's at about 10 to 8, and even though it's Holloway's pretty close, there's only one roundabout to go through. Mate, sometimes it is a slow crawl. It's a nightmare.
Sure.
It's a nightmare. And it's Cairns.
Look, I must admit, I get upset when I get a red light on the way in the morning, so I guess I can't really compare. But look, you know, I do know what you mean. And look, you know, there are some issues with respect to the Captain Cook Highway to the north there, and particularly, you know, with Mother of Good Counsel and some of the issues there. But look, you know, I still think that compared to a lot of cities where you basically, you know, you spend half an hour going a kilometre, it's still not that bad. But I accept I don't have quite the type of morning that you would have.
And I was in Sydney earlier this week, so I absolutely know. We got a cab from the airport trying to get to our hotel. The hotel was down a laneway and the cab driver just had absolutely no idea where to go. And so we were absolutely stuck in CBD Sydney traffic. My partner Mel and our 9-month-old baby, I said, look, we're stopped at a red light for seemed forever. And she just got out with the baby and she walked to the hotel faster than we had to go around a million blocks and one-way streets. And so, look, maybe some context is important here.
And I think that's the thing. And reminding me of a situation in Sydney that I've got caught up with as well, is that you're trying to get into somewhere into the CBD, you take the wrong lane, and suddenly you're going over the Harbour Bridge, which is exciting, but trying to get to North Sydney, find a spot where you can then turn around and double back to get into the city, it can be a real challenge. Great views, nice to see circular quay from above, but I tell you what, I think compared to a lot of other cities, we're not doing too bad.
We're pretty lucky. There you go. Love to get your thoughts on that. So you can jump onto the 4CA Facebook page. I talk a little bit about this situation. Are we losing the way of life that we all moved here or grew up with? In fact, if you were born here, 4CA on Facebook, just search and like the page and comment away there. Murray Jones, catch him, as I said, from 5:30 a.m. Monday to Friday. Thanks, Muzz.
Death and taxes, and change. They're things that we'll never get around. Have a great weekend. Cheers.